This is a play called Triassic Park. This is not for children. Yes, it's true, there are dinosaurs dancing and singing on the stage, but they're also swearing and doing bad things. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, this play opens tonight at City Stage, Level 5 City Stage on Front Street. And so we have basically three people playing, all actors in this play. Alyssa Featheroff.
Yeah, hey.
T-Rex 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your character, T-Rex 2. That is your actual name
in the
show.
That's my actual name. My character is sort of the catalyst for the show. So because of the cloning process of Jurassic Park, the dinosaur DNA had to be spliced with frog. So my character goes through a very sudden shift of hormones that sort of sends everyone on their path to questioning the tribe of dinosaurs that we live in.
I see. And yeah. Is that? Did you want to give any more details about that, or is that probably enough?
No. Well, you know, something something that plays really well in the show is that we're all females because we are all clones, and so it's interesting to see how that dynamic works with figuring out identity for our characters. So even though this is an absurdist show, it does have some really good themes, and figuring out your identity is one of those. So my character transitions from female to male, which is where the story starts.
It's alarming.
Alarming. Yeah. So do you think that this is kind of hitting on some of the issues that we have in our society right now, especially with our young people?
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of the whole, like, transitioning thing and the questioning gender, and, I mean, and I don't know that there's ever been a time like this in history in terms of gender being questioned, especially by young, very young folks.
Well, when you're only taught one thing, which is sort of how the story works, is that this tribe of dinosaurs is only taught one religion, which is the lab, which feeds us, is the creator. We're only taught about this one thing. And so when we have this event happen to us where I change into a male, we start questioning our religion, our identity, our love. We question who is telling us the truth. And so, you know, I'm explaining some of the more serious points of the show, but it's all done in a very comedic, over-the-top.
Right. Now, Chandler Davis is here, and she is the velociraptor of science. And I understand there's the velociraptor of belief, right? Or faith. Of faith, and the velociraptor of innocence. Chandler's playing the velociraptor of science, and these are kind of three, like, pillars of the dinosaur society or something. Like,
sort of. I think the dinosaurs start looking for other answers after T-Rex 2 shifts, and they find out there is a dinosaur who's living apart from the tribe, and that's velociraptor of science, and maybe...
Oh, you are living... So you're apart from the tribe.
Yes, I've been exiled, because I don't follow the other beliefs. So I think they think, oh, maybe innocence thinks maybe I can ask science some questions since I'm not getting them from faith.
I see.
Yes.
And what kind of things do you have to say that makes you have to be, you know, separate from everyone else?
I think basically everyone's just on this praising the lab train, and I wasn't buying it. And no one's ever dealt with a gender switch that suddenly, I think. And so Innocence is hoping he can get some questions for me, and he didn't even know other dinosaurs existed.
Well, the Velociraptor of Innocence, I think we should explain, is the daughter of the Velociraptor of Faith. So Faith sort of protects the Velociraptor of Innocence. And so when my character makes this change, Innocence starts having all of these questions. And in order to find the answers, she has to break out of the park and go ask the exiled one, which is the Velociraptor of Science.
Yes.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Gina Gamboni. I'm here with Alyssa Featheroff, Jake Stewart, and Chandler Davis, who are all performing in the play that's opening tonight called Triassic Park. And it's happening down at City Stage Level 5 on Front Street. This show, I mean, the way you're speaking about it, I understand it is a musical comedy.
Oh,
it is absurd.
It is
silly. Comedy. It is insane.
It sounds so serious.
And yet, it does have some underlying. I mean, well, that, I think that comedy is only really good if it has some kind of underlying mm-hmm. meaning. And mm-hmm. it does sound so, you know, philosophical and dealing with some issues of, you know, our real culture. Mm-hmm. We're running out of time, so I want to hear quickly from Jake Stewart, who is playing Morgan Freeman.
I am Morgan Freeman.
He is Morgan Freeman mm-hmm. in the play. Tell us about that. What is your role?
As Morgan Freeman is most known for being the narrator of any and every movie.
Of substance.
Yes. because this show needed a narrator, who better than Morgan Freeman? So that's a lot of fun. Those that are listening at home might not realize I am a Caucasian male, and that's where a lot of the fun happens, is that right. I am playing Morgan Freeman.
Right. your voice can get quite deep.
And deeper still as right. Morgan Freeman.
I want to tell everyone that they can find out more about this show at the website City Stage Co. That's CityStageCO.com. The show opens tonight, and all the shows are at 8 o'clock, running Thursdays through Sundays for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the very last Sunday, the performance is a matinee at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the costumes are minimalist, but the makeup is epic.
Yes. Very, very epic makeup.
Triassic Park, thank you so much.
Thank you.